A milk niche may keep the dairy open. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We've been able to try something a little bit different, be a little innovative, and it seems like it's something that the local people want.
This is the Hatchers offering our milk to the public, and we really like everybody's support in this so we can continue to farm and hopefully enrich our local community.
Charlie and Jim Hatcher and their family in Williamson County are hoping their early success with their farm fresh milk will prove to be the means by which they stay on the farm.
They seem to want it, and I think it's a trend rather than a fad. I think that the trend is toward buying local, buying from somebody you know. They ask questions about management practices. Are the cows pastured? Are they confined? Do we use supplemental hormones? Do we use antibiotics? Those are the kind of questions that we get.
The Hatchers milk about 55 cows, and through an agreement with MTSU in Murfreesboro, they transport their milk there for processing and bottling, and then it returns to the farm store. And they have four lines of milk, and so far, the response has been overwhelming.
Everything is selling well. We got a lot of support from the community, which we extremely appreciate. And we've got a lot of positive feedback.
We've been overwhelmed with the response to our farm fresh milk, and we've been open about 3 weeks now. We've done no advertising, and we've been completely overwhelmed, and we're just very thankful that we've been able to try something a little bit different, be a little innovative, and it seems like it's something that the local people want.
The Hatcher Dairy Milk is also selling well at four local stores near the farm. Fresh, fine milk from a farmer you know. That's their slogan, and you can find out more at HatcherFamilyDairy.com. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.